The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, how are you?
I am like relishing at the irony. If you change the name of South Africa to a Hebrew name,
that
is the ultimate epic BDS fail.
Absolutely right. Who knew? Listen, they so far haven't managed to do anything successfully, our current government, except for mess things up. So I can't imagine they're going to be able to change the name of the country very successfully either. But we're certainly going to watch that space. Rolene Marks, tell us about this petition that's been launched against Roger Waters.
Well, it looks like people are starting to tell the comfortably dumb one that we wish you weren't here. In fact, there's been a documentary called Wish You Weren't Here. Now, I have to say I'm a big fan still of Pink Floyd's music. Just because some people play it, boycotts, doesn't mean all of us have to play it, boycotts. But yes, in all seriousness, Roger Waters is the self-proclaimed poster child for BDS. And anybody who wants to perform in Israel gets a very, very strongly worded letter from Roger Waters. And an academic by the name of Charles Asher Small.
Because there are a lot of people performing in Israel. I mean, the guy must be very busy.
Well, he must be very busy and steadily aging, because between Gal Gadot smashing box office records and just one massive concert after the other after the other, and it's been announced that Bryan Adams is heading to our show, and he will play not one, not two, but three dates in Israel.
Amazing.
And this is quite interesting, because a couple of years ago, Bryan Adams wasn't our greatest friend. So he's done an about turn. Tom York of Radiohead sent a very strongly worded letter right back to Roger Waters, telling them or saying that it's so deeply disrespectful to assume that we're either being misinformed or we're so, and he used the word, it's not my use of the word, retarded. We can't make these decisions ourselves. And York went on to say, I thought it was patronizing in the extreme. It is really upsetting that artists I respect think we are not capable of making a moral decision ourselves after all these years. So Charles Asher Small, who is an academic, has launched a petition against Roger Waters, and he's put together a website, and he's put together a documentary. So Charles Asher Small is going on the offensive against Roger Waters, and by Monday afternoon, or yesterday afternoon, it had already received 1,600 signatures.
Incredible.
And he says that Roger Waters has an extensive history of making anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. He's even compared Israeli treatment of the Palestinians to the treatment of Jews in Nazi Germany. And his use, of course, of horrible and very, very stereotypical images and symbols that are very, very offensive to Jews.
Absolutely amazing that this just continues day after day. Al Jazeera, Nazi-like propaganda machine. That's according to Lieberman. We had this conversation, Rolene, a little bit earlier with Simon Ploska from Honest Reporting. And I mentioned the conversation we had yesterday with regard to Netanyahu and the ultra-left. And I raised the issue of the fact that never mind that the hypocrites out there, which who will never say one word about Al Jazeera being forced closed in Saudi Arabia and other countries, and will be up in arms and devastated that if Israel follows suit. Never mind them. I'm really focusing on our own moral standard. What is your view on shutting somebody an organization like Al Jazeera down in Israel?
Well, Avigdor Lieberman, who's our defense minister, said that the type of news that they are providing is incitement. Incitement machine which peddles propaganda in the style of Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. I think when it comes to these kind of organizations, it's a difficult one for me, because as much as I can't stand this, and some of what they have said has actually some of what they've said has led to incitement against Jews and has led to violence. So I think in this case, where there are issues where what they have been espousing is hate speech and has resulted in the killing or the hurting of people, I think by all means shut them down. But if they weren't going so far as to incite and use this kind of propaganda, I would say, you know what, begrudgingly leave them open, and thank God we have organizations like the media team in South Africa, like Bicom in the UK, and of course the amazing Honest Reporting. Love you, Simon. You are a rock star. Who do take them to task. It's a very difficult one, and I'm a journalist myself. And, you know, I don't like to be shut up. But there's a big difference between what I say, because I don't think that my blogs about Wonder Woman or fighting BDS have resulted in people being killed.
Absolutely right. An interesting conversation. We'll continue to have it as things evolve in Israel and, in fact, in the whole Middle East with regard to Qatar and specifically Al Jazeera. Is Netanyahu caught between the right wing and a new base that desires to make peace?
Okay, now I know everybody get those SMS.
Yeah, I was just going to say everybody's ready now.
Fingers ready. I think you know the whole climate in the Middle East is changing. The whole climate in the Middle East is changing, and along with it is Netanyahu's support base. And yes, throughout his career, and we've seen it again and again, especially when it comes to coalition forming, he has kind of pandered to either the ultra-religious or the far right. And this has to change. And he's under tremendous amount of pressure from the Trump government that he also has to come to the negotiating table, and he also has to make painful concessions, and he's also going to have to make very, very difficult sacrifices. Also, the last elections proved that Netanyahu did not win a vote based on confidence. He won a vote because Israelis weren't sure who's capable of taking over. So it wasn't a vote for Netanyahu per se. It was more a vote for, well, the other guy's not that great either. Better the devil, you know.
Absolutely remarkable. The story that I've been waiting to discuss with you is the fact that the mayor of Warsaw may have to return her home to Jews.
This is a fascinating story. You know, after the fall of communist Poland, many Jews who were forced out of their homes, we know our horrendously painful history in Poland, you know, have come back to claim property, to claim finances, claim anything that has been that was owned by them during the war years. Now, the property that the mayor of Warsaw currently lives in was property that was seized under a 1945 communist era decree. Now the Iron Curtain has fallen, we're living in a new era, and the family has a right to reclaim it. So a commission was formed recently in response to a lot of the outrage and a lot of the hurt that has been shown by family or the survivors of families who are concerned that their very, very valuable plots, their buildings, their property that was seized from their owners, not just Jews but Poles as well, under this communist decree, they're outraged, and they believe very rightly so that it should go back to the original owners. So now her the particular property that she's living in is owned by a Jewish family, and they want their property back. So she has refused to attend the meeting. She says that she was unaware of the extent that that this has gone to. This particular commission has the power to overturn wrong decisions made by the court and give the properties back to those who are claiming it. And the House that her family has been living in is one of those that is being investigated. And she's not the only one. There are other city officials that have been put under arrest, actually, for helping in these irregular restitutions. So this is going to be, I think, a very, very interesting story to watch as it unfolds.
What happens practically if somebody has paid for a property that was in good faith, that was confiscated by the Nazis from Jews? Do they get compensated for it?
Well, I would imagine it goes to this commission, and the commission will decide
to determine the value if it was in good faith, I imagine.
Exactly. And, the circumstances in which they were taken away, what the value is. And I think it also depends on the plaintiff as well. So I think this is going to be another step in restitution that is going to be fascinating to follow. We've seen a lot in the past with art restitution, art that was stolen. I know Ronald Lauder, who is the president of the World Jewish Congress, has been instrumental in helping to return this property. So, and I think there are many survivors who would like to see their homes and their properties restored to the owners. There was a documentary, I think it was on Yom HaShoah, of a family home that was basically neglected and, had the family not having mostly killed during the war, this property would have been well taken care of. And the one surviving member, I think, would be more than happy to have it back in the family name and restored to its former glory.
It's such a sad situation, because although it goes some way towards restitution, the reality is what it just reflects is the terrible tragedy of people fleeing, people being thrown out of their homes that they've worked for and paid for, and so many years later. Of course, you can never get the lives back, but even the physical material properties, it's still a fight to restore it. It's absolutely unbelievable if you think about it.
Exactly. And many of these homes were passed down through the generations. Contrary to what some people who have lovely stereotypes about Jews would believe, not all Jews are wealthy. Very often, these were the childhood homes of families that weren't well off, that were really passed from generation to generation to generation.
Absolutely right. An incredible story, and one we will most definitely follow. Time is 5:23. Rolene Marks, thank you as always for a fascinating Israel report that was brought to you by the Blue Agency, and we're going to speak to you tomorrow, same time, same place.
You know I love my daily chat with you, Howard. When you're not in studio, I get terrible withdrawals.
Okay, well, I'll be here, please God, tomorrow, same time, same place, for the Israel Report. Fascinating news and insight from Israel, brought to you by the Blue Agency.